Hello, so please say it's a non-player to prepare our house. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our morning Sabbath. Can we sing him 130? 130. We give all praise, all thanks, all glory to Lord Jesus. We thank God we're able to gather up on this morning Sabbath to worship. We shall, in the name of Jesus, we kneel down to pray. We hand this morning worship into the hands of the Lord. May He guide, lead, and bless. In the name of Jesus, we will kneel down to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Sorry, 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 s
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. For this morning Sabbath, we will discuss the need for patience. We will discuss the need for patience. Patience, what is the definition? The definition of patience is the ability to bear. For example, trials without grumbling. So it is the ability to bear without grumbling. It has to do with how we react, how we deal with events in our life. We can also see synonyms. Patience, at times, it can refer to perseverance, to persevere, or to endure, or to wait, or even to bear. And we understand that patience, this is an attribute of God. Let's see 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16. Verse 16. Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life. Here we can see that patience, it is an attribute of God, our Lord Jesus. So Paul here, this is what he experienced. That is to say, he was the foremost of sinners. But then the Lord was very patient with him. How the Lord demonstrate his perfect patience towards Paul, and this become an example for those who would believe him for eternal life. So here we can see how the Bible speak concerning the Lord, his perfect patience. Of course, patience is also an essential Christian virtue, and it is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is the fruit of the Holy Spirit as mentioned in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. So patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Now let us discuss why. Why is there a need for patience? Why? Why is there a need for patience? Let us see 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. We are so familiar with this scripture here. Here we can see there is a fight for us to fight. There is a fight for us to fight, and we must be victorious to fight the good fight. And then there's also a course or a race for us to run. And we need to run and to finish. There's also a faith, our belief, for us to keep. Therefore, from here, we are able to see that's why there is a need for patience, because we have a fight to fight and we must be victorious. We have a race, a course to run, and we need to run and to finish. And there is a faith, a belief for us to keep, because we want to attain or to achieve the end goals. What more? In the process, to attain, to achieve the end goals, in the process, we meet with certain negative, trying, challenging circumstances, situation, or state. Therefore then, patience is very important virtue. Therefore, we need to bear, we need to endure, we need to wait. This is because we want to receive, we want to obtain, we want to finish, we want to keep. As such, patience is a necessary virtue. We will expound further here why. Why the need for patience? We'd like to share 5 points. Why is there a necessity for patience? Firstly, in life, in this life, we have goals to pursue. No matter the goals from mundane physical aspect or spiritual aspect, we believe everyone in life, we have a certain goal, certain things we want to achieve, we want to pursue. This can be mundane or spiritual. Therefore, we need to work towards our goal. We must have a never give up spirit. We must be patient. Nothing comes easy, because to attain all these goals, no matter mundane or spiritual, there is a process. We need to go through a process, and there's this time factor. Therefore, things cannot be rushed. Things cannot be rushed. To attain all these goals, we need to be patient, because there is a process that we need to go through, and there's this time factor. Therefore, there's a need to be patient. Secondly, in matters on handling or dealing with issues, matters, crisis, or even evil, we need to be patient. So in our life, no matter personal life, family life, life in society, our career, our business, or many things, we need to handle, we need to deal with issues, matters, crisis, evil. Even in the church, we need to handle issues, matters. Therefore, we need to be patient. We need to be patient. Let's see Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. Let us see verse 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 2. I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, or patience, endurance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles. They are not, and you found them to be false. So here in the church in Ephesus, the church faces certain crises, certain crises. There are those who call themselves apostles, but they are not. They are false. So the church at that time faces crisis. Of course, the church must handle the crisis. But then, in handling crisis, need patience, patient endurance, need perseverance. So here you say, I know your deeds and your toil and your perseverance. Yes, the church cannot tolerate with this evil man. But then, to handle issue, need time, need patience. So, after some time, they put to test those who call themselves apostles, but they are not, and they found them to be false. So, in the process of handling issue matters, We need to be patient at time, because there's a process, there's a time. So I know your deeds, your toil, and your perseverance. Yes, even though they cannot tolerate the man, but they need time, they need time. But ultimately, they handle the matter, they put to test those who call themselves apostles, and they found them to be false. Therefore, we need patience in handling issue matters. Let us also see Psalms. Psalms number 40. Psalms number 40. Let us see verse 1. Psalms number 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. This Psalms 40, it is a psalm of David. It is a prayer for help when troubles abound. At the time, he was also in distress. So here we can see, at the time there were these troubles. He was in distress. There was this crisis. But the main issue is that we need to wait. So, verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me. He heard my cry. Today, to handle, to deal with issue, matters, crisis, we need a breakthrough. We need a solution. But then, solution or breakthrough comes not merely because of our wisdom or our efforts or our skill or our know-how. Yes, all these are important. But then, let's see Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Let us see verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I again saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the warriors, and neither is bread to the wise, nor wealth to the discerning, nor favor to men of ability, for time and chance overtake them all. So from here we are able to see, it is not merely because of our wisdom, our efforts, our know-how, etc. So here say, the race is not to the swift, the battle is not to the warriors, neither is bread to the wise, nor wealth to the discerning, nor favor to men of ability. Here also say, time and chance overtake them all. Here there is to want to tell us, success is uncertain many times. And then, most important, man does not have ultimate control over events. Time and chance overtake them all. At times, we don't have control. So, it is not because we are able, capable, or our wisdom, our effort, but the key word is to wait patiently also for the Lord, how He guide, how He lead, how He direct. Also very important. Therefore then, today, in handling, dealing with issues, matters, crises, we need to be patient. We need to be patient. And then, thirdly, in doing good, or what is right, or the will of God. So we need patience. We know that we need to do good, do right, or the will of God. For example, let's see Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. So here we can see a list of things that we can do, doing good or what is right, what is the will of the Lord. But then again, we need patience beside consistency. We must be consistent to manifest all these beautiful virtues or character. We must be consistent at all times to manifest. But then we need patience. Let's see Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, verse 7. Romans chapter 2, verse 7. To those who persevere in doing good, they do good to seek glory, honor, immortality, eternal life. So here it says, to those who persevere, patient, to endure in doing good. So we also need patience, beside consistency. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. Hebrews 10, 36. For you need of endurance, patience, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. So many things. We need truly patience, to be very patient. Not easy to do good or what is right or the will of God. But then, we must be patient. We must be patient. And then, fourthly, when suffering, this is a time, especially we need patience. In life, we may experience provocations. We may experience injustice, accusation. So at the time, we truly need patience to endure. Let's see Psalms 37. Psalms number 37. Let's see verse 7 and 8. Psalms number 37, verse 7 and 8. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil doing. So here it tells us concerning the evil. The evil, they always prosper in their way. But then, we don't need to fret because of evildoers. Verse 1 also say, do not fret because of evildoers. Do not be not envious toward wrongdoers. Today, we just need to be very patient. At times, we see all these wicked people, they scheme, wicked scheme, they carry out wicked schemes. So at times, emotionally, mentally, we are so moved, we are unstable. Many things crop up in our mind. Why? Why these wicked, they prosper? But I, who want to do what is good, what is right, now I suffer. I'm being provoked. There's injustice. I'm being accused. So, etc. But here say, do not fret. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Verse 8 says, cease from anger and you forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil doing. So we need to be very patient, to endure. And then see James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 9 to 11. James chapter 5, verse 9 to 11. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourself may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. As an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophet who spoke in the name of the Lord. We count those blessed who endure. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. Also here it says, do not complain. But then, God is the judge. He stands at the door. He is the judge. And then here it says, there's this example, brethren, of suffering and patience. Take the prophet who spoke in the name of the Lord. For example, this Job may not be very patient, but he endured. The key word is endurance, endure. We count those blessed who endure. You have heard of the endurance of Job. Even though he may not be very patient, but he endure. He submit himself. He endure. Ultimately, and we can see the outcome of the Lord's dealing, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. So here we can see, in times of suffering, we need to be patient, verse 10, as an example, brethren, of suffering and patience. Also today, we need to be very patient. We need to wait to endure. And then, fifthly, pertaining to our salvation, we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We need to be steadfast. We need to endure. We need to continue to fight against sin, against ourselves, our weaknesses. We need to continue to fight against the devil also. Therefore then, in things pertaining to salvation, we need to be patient. There will be tribulation, there will be temptation, etc. Let's see Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end will be saved. So there will be a lot of troubles, we'll be hated, etc. There will be tribulation. But here say, it is the one who has endured to the end will be saved. We can also see Matthew 24. Matthew 24, verse 13. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. So we need endurance. Let us now see Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So, in working out our salvation, we have so great a cloud of witnesses. All these are the heroes of faith in chapter 11. They are the witness surrounding us. So, we must run. Run with endurance, patience, to endure. Run with endurance the race that is set before us. So we need to be patient. And then, patient to wait for our ultimate goal. Our ultimate, blessing. Let's see James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and latter rain. You too, be patient. Strengthen your heart, for the coming of the Lord is near. So here, we are able to see, we need to be patient, especially waiting for the Lord's second coming. Be very patient. Here, we are able to see things pertaining to salvation. We need to be patient to work out our salvation. Therefore, here, we can see that patience is a necessary virtue. Because in life, we have goals to pursue, no matter mundane or spiritual. So we need to be patient. And in our life, we need to deal with issues, matters, crisis, evil. We need patience. And then in life, we need to do good, what is right, the will of God. We need to be patient. And then when suffering, in times of suffering, we also need to be very patient. And pertaining to our salvation, in working out our salvation, especially waiting for the coming of the Lord, we need to be patient. Therefore, we can see patience is a necessary virtue. Now, let's discuss how to have patience. What is the method? How to have patience? We will share three main points. Firstly, through our Lord Jesus. Patience, it is often hard to gain and to maintain. Patience is hard to gain and to maintain. But if we look to Jesus, for strength, for motivation. And then to rely, to depend, and to trust in Him. Let's see Romans chapter 15. Romans 15 verse 5. Romans 15 verse 5. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus. Here say, God is a God who gives perseverance and encouragement. So today, how to have patience? It is through the Lord Jesus. Even though patience is hard to gain and to maintain, but we can, if we continue to look to Jesus for strength, for motivation, to rely, to depend, to trust in Him. Let's see Psalms 27. Psalms number 27, verse 14. Psalms number 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. So here say, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. But this waiting in prayer, waiting in hope, in belief. So we believe God will strengthen. So today, how to have patience? God can grant us patience. He can strengthen us. Secondly, it is also through training, cultivation, nurturing, discipline, our inner man, the determination of the will. We need to be rational, to yield, to obey, to bear, to submit to the will to be patient, the will to be calm. So all this need nurturing, cultivation, discipline, to discipline this determination of the will, or to obey the will to be patient, to be calm. We are to suppress the emotion, to control the emotion. Let's see Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16, verse 32. Proverbs 16, verse 32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who captures a city. So here we can see the emotion under control. Slow, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who captures a city. So a person who can rule his spirit, he can control his emotion, suppress the emotion. So today, how to have patience? So it is through training, cultivating, nurturing, disciplining the determination of the will. And then, thirdly, how to have patience? There are links. Links. How to have patience? It has a link with faith. See Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12 to 15. Hebrews 6, verses 12 to 15. So that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. For when God made the promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply you. And so, having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. So here we are able to see, it is linked with faith. So we must strengthen the faith, Here see, who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Verse 15. And so, having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. So how to have patience? It is linked with faith. So we must strengthen the faith. And then, it is linked with hope. Romans 8, 25. Romans chapter 8, verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. So here we can see hope and to wait. Persevere. But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly. So we can see the link with hope. Therefore, we need to strengthen the hope, our hope. And then it is linked with love. So we must strengthen love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's see verse 4. Love is patient. Here say, love is patient. Verse 7. Bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Verse 8, upper part, love never fails. So here we can see, love is patient. And then, love can bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Love never fails. Therefore, we can see the link with love. So we must strengthen our love, strengthen the love. And then, link with Scripture. Romans 15. Romans 15, verse 4 and 5. Romans 15, verse 4 and 5. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scripture, we might have hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus. So here we can see, whatever was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and encouragement of the Scripture. So here we can see the link between patience and the Word of God. Verse 5, now may the God who give perseverance and encouragement. Therefore, there's a link with Scripture. So we must strengthen ourselves in the Word of God, in the Word of God. And then it has link with suffering. As such, we need to accept suffering positively. And we can see the result from sufferings. See James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Verse 3. James chapter 1 verse 3. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Verse 4. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect, complete, lacking in nothing. So we can see a link with sufferings, with trials. In trials, we will have suffering. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Endurance. Can also see Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Romans 5, verse 3. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. Therefore, through suffering, it can result in us obtaining perseverance or patience. So we must learn to accept sufferings. So here we can see how to have patience. It is linked with faith, so we must strengthen our faith. It is linked with hope, strengthen our hope. It is linked with love, strengthen our love. And then it is linked with Scripture, strengthen ourselves in the words of God. And then it is linked with suffering, to accept sufferings. So today, that is to say, how to have patience through our Lord Jesus, through training, cultivating, nurturing, disciplining, the determination of our will. And then those many links to strengthen ourselves in faith, in hope, in love, in word, and then to accept the sufferings. It will reap forth this virtue of patience. So we give thanks to our Lord Jesus. Today, there is a need for patience, especially what more in this phase 4 of the MCO. So we need to be very patient, very patient to wait. May our Lord Jesus Christ guide and to lead us. We give thanks to our Lord. We sing Him 144. Sing Him 144.
Remove thy care.
Give thanks to our Lord in our prayer. Pray for those who are sick, those who are weak. Pray for members, pray for the church, pray for the country, that we will have peace. And we pray at this time, the Lord will grant us a heart that is very calm and to have patience. We give thanks to our Lord. In the name of Jesus, we will kneel down to pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Are you sure?
We give thanks to our Lord. Our morning Sabbath will end here. May the Lord bless, peace be unto all. Amen.